Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
Hello, I'm here with...
Chris.
With Chris from Isle of Wight Gin. Now, you have gin, obviously, and you make it here in God's Hill, isn't it?
That's right.
So, tell us more about it.
Well, we've been going about 3 years now, and we try and grow most of the botanicals that go into our gins. Some of them, obviously, like juniper, we use a lot of, and we only have a few small bushes, so early days for that. The rest of the botanicals we try and source from the island, if at all possible. And then we distill it in traditional copper stills here on the island, bottle it by hands and label it, and then sell it just through the local farm shops around the island.
That's fabulous. Now, you don't just make gin, do you?
Tell us more. Well, we do have a range of rum. I used to live in the Caribbean for some years and did try a few of the rums that were available out there. Decided that we'd like to create a range of rums which were really special. We import real Caribbean rum and we redistill it here on the island using island honey and a little bit of samphire and some vanilla. Those are not for taste, but to give it a little gentle smoothness and sweetness, natural sweetness. After that, we don't add any sugars or syrups. It's a really pure rum. So it's beautifully smooth. And we do a beautifully smooth white rum, which is unusual. So white rums are usually quite rough.
Yes.
And then a dark spiced rum using Szechuan pepper from Ventnor. And we also do a navy strength rum, which is a pure rum. And then we also do a sea salted caramel rum and a cafe mocha rum.
Now, I've tasted in the past, and I do admit to having a bottle of both, a bottle of the mocha one and a bottle of the spiced, and both of them are absolutely beautiful.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad you like them.
But you can use them for all sorts of things, not just drinking.
Yeah.
So you can use them in making cocktails and things. Now, we were talking about cocktails off air, weren't we?
Yes. Well, one of the key things that we wanted to do, and it took us about a year to develop the range, longer than our gin range, actually. we just were never happy with it. We kept on evolving it. But we wanted to make it as pure as possible, a bit like a whiskey. So our navy strength, for example, we use real oak in a barrel to give it the colour. We don't add syrups or sugars. So really, you've got pure rum and oak in our navy rum, for example.
That's beautiful.
It is smooth, but it's also very pure.
Do you know that? I'm going to have to come over and have a chat about it.
Please do. We've got plenty to share.
Well, thank you so much for spending time out of your very busy day over there.
No, it's very busy, but it's fantastic to show today. So.
Isle of Wight Gin is the place to be.
Thank you very much.
In the food pavilion. Thank you so much.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing@vectisradio.fm.